your All right. recorder?
Sorry?
You not running your recorder?
Oh, no. He's more technologically advanced. All right. Good evening, everybody. I'll call this meeting to order. Will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Why do I always get to hold it?
I told him he'd say something like that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Always handed
to
me.
Well, it used to be because the flag was right behind where you were. So.
No, you did it before there was a flag behind there.
Oh, that's true, too. Just wanted you to feel involved. Okay, I'm going to call a quorum with all three board members present. We'll move on to the minutes from last month. From the September meeting. And again, these get sent around from Michael to both Katie and I, checking them over and just making sure we got the gist of it down for everybody. Obviously, we still have the recordings on the website.
And just a little note that I'm going to add. The reason I abstained from some of the stuff, as you'll see on the minutes,
last month.
Was because I had been down for health reasons for a while and I missed some stuff. So stuff that I wasn't familiar with, I just completely abstained from it.
Fair enough. Okay, so I'll put a motion on the table to accept the September regular meeting minutes from last month. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. In one of our...
I'm assuming that means they were approved.
Three ayes?
Yeah. Usually you say something like, okay, those were approved. Next.
Do I really? I didn't think I did. Okay. Okay. The overseer's report this month will be available on the website. Robert has retired from the township. His mom was having health reasons. This is some that he has put out there, so I'm not disclosing anything. Unfortunately, really unfortunately, she's suffering from very late stage dementia and cancer. And he just really needed a lot of time to take care of her and was unable to find somebody to help him out so much. So unfortunately he had to retire from here. So we were able to talk to Doug, who had been working part-time for us, had retired about a month ago, and we pulled him back in to do some part-time work. Just for the next 2-3 months until the new board's on. We figured that hiring a new overseer right before a new board comes on wasn't real kosher. So we're just gonna get to the end of the year and whoever's here can do their thing. So that'll be available on the website. Mr. Michael.
Nothing to report, just my normal stuff.
Quick support, okay.
Yep.
Katie?
Sorry. It has nothing to do with the clerk, but I do want to commend the team, Robert. Randy, Steve, and Doug, and Jeff for picking up a lot of the slack that Robert did. There was a lot that got accomplished this month that I thought we weren't going to be able to. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. And I do also appreciate Robert for all the work that he did. He was really good.
A lot of ups and downs, yep. I agree. And Randy, that's a great point to make, actually. Randy in particular came in a couple of weekend days that he normally wouldn't have. And Steve and Jeff were both flexible as well. So we're going to try to continue that through the end of the year. Okay.
I didn't do a lot out of the ordinary.
Try to control your excitement. Come on. All right, get through.
I go straight from one job to another job. I haven't burned yet. So on the bank account for the month of September, we had a beginning bank balance of $399,514.32. We had cleared transactions, leaving a bank ending bank balance of $412,255.45. Little odd thing though that the bank did this for the month of September. For some reason, they split our month into two statements. So that made it fun reconciling. Then we had uncleared transactions of, which would leave our bank balance at the end of September of $396,879.57. And then that last little thing was a payroll item that I did this month, but it's showed up on my reconciliation summary for this report. Details should be in the following pages. Moving on to vouchers.
Katie, I'm sorry.
Yes.
So why do we have this fourth balance here?
Fourth balance was Jarrett's payroll.
Ah, okay.
For this month.
Okay.
Normally I would have everything reconciled before I would enter any of the new stuff, but I didn't get the reconciliation done before I did his check.
Totally makes sense.
And he needed a live check instead of...
Right. Okay.
Good? Okay. Moving on to vouchers. For those, I see a few people who haven't been to meetings regularly. So Michael collects all the bills, puts everything into a OneDrive. And then I pull stuff off of there. He gets me some paper copies as well. And then I pull together a voucher list. I send the rough draft to Michael and Jeff to make sure I didn't miss anything. And then if they don't notice anything, then I print off a final copy and bring it to the meeting. Mm-hmm. So I move to approve the vouchers incurred in September 2020.
Which one did I say was a mistake?
Foley.
338.51?
Yeah.
At Woods, it still shows 138.51.
You said Foley.
Oh, so was it Foley? Okay. So why is it 419.10 now?
Because I changed it from 134.10 on the one line item to 334.10.
Uh-huh. Now the balance should have been a total of 334.10.
The balance is supposed to be 334.10.
Correct.
So what line item was wrong?
In that respect, I don't know. I was looking at the statement balance.
Okay. If you were looking at the statement balance, then I get what happened then. I look at each individual invoice because we were waiting for our checks to come in the mail last month. They didn't get the money that I sent out for them last month probably in time, and so there was, on that statement, probably something from last month still showing up that I would have ignored putting on here. Because they already had a check sent to them.
Well, I reconcile both. I mean,
okay.
But I remember seeing the balance being wrong.
That's backwards.
Okay.
Let's do this. Why don't you withdraw your motion and we'll make it.
Okay.
We'll just make a different one.
So, Michael's going to look it up. I guess I'll withdraw my motion and we'll sort it out and then try again.
Well, why don't we just say, we know the full equipment bill is within $100, so we'll fix it. So we'll put a motion on the table to accept these vouchers fixing this Foley amount that right now says $419.10. We know it's within $100. And we'll fix that and then we'll send that check as well. Does that sound right or do you want to do it now?
I'd rather have it accurate before we vote on it. Sorry, that's just me.
Well, it just means we have to find a copy of that.
Well, if he's able to get into OneDrive.
Yeah, I'm in there right now.
But then we're looking at all the...
Should just be looking at a Foley statement.
You know what? You could be right. That is a receipt for $334.10. $75.74.926. You are correct. My apologies.
Okay, so it is $334.10 then?
Yes, and then the total balance of $419.10.
Okay.
Okay, so now you gotta make a motion.
Starting over. All right, I move to approve the vouchers incurred in September 2020.
So moved. Seconded. Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Got anything else?
No.
No? All right. Okay, on the, let's see, trustee report I mentioned, Robert. Doug has come back. Butler County has gotten the asphalt project they were working on mostly done. They've got they did the touch up asphalt on 140th from Butler Road to Prairie Creek, Prairie Creek from 140th to 150th, 150th to 160th, and then 160th from Butler Road to Prairie Creek. The overlay that we had them do over the top of our chip seal from on 160th from Prairie Creek to the electrical plant. We're discussing it. They think it's done. I'm not convinced it's a very good job. I'm not happy with the north lane. And so the leader of the project from the county and I are meeting tomorrow or Monday to discuss it and look at it. It just looks like they got a solid, nice lay down on the south lane. For some reason, the north lane to me looks very patchy. There's a lot of loose material. I don't understand why it's not the same as the south lane. It seems like they didn't use as much asphalt on that side. So it's, I'll call it 90% done, but we're still working on that one. The BOMAG machine and road work that they're gonna do on County Line Road, what we call number 3, 140th to 150th, and then 140th, number 1, from County Line to Butler Road. They said that's going to be just after November 1st, the next 2-3 weeks. They've got a couple other things they've been working on with a state project and then a project in Augusta that's taken up their time. So it's still out there, it's still coming, just hasn't come yet. And that's what I got right now. So we'll go to, we've got one item of business. Typically when employees come on or leave, we recognize it here with an official vote. And we, a month ago when Doug retired, we recognized and accepted his retirement. So now we gotta hire him back, officially. It's all same pay, same kind of hours. Nothing's changed there, just getting him back on the books officially. So. I will put a motion on the table to rehire Doug Youngers part-time at the same rate where he was a month ago when he retired. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. That was our only item of business, so we'll go to citizen discussion. If you guys have any questions or comments, we're wide open.
Fire Jim away. Barth on Mulberry. Got a few questions for y'all.
Okay.
Y'all doing some tree trimming from 140th to 130th on Prairie Creek?
Yep.
Okay. Is that, so that's not the rotary thing that we've done in the past? Is
the sky saw, right, correct.
This is just all manual stuff. Is this
yeah.
Something we're going to expect in the future, or are you going to continue to do the rotary thing, or?
The rotary thing is called a sky saw. That was something that we were able to rent through Steve Jones through Asplund that he used to work for. So we were able to get it at a reduced rate since he was the one operating it. He doesn't work for them anymore. Machines like that are available out there, but it'd be double what we were paying before.
And that's what you used on Prairie Creek and to prep the hedges for the...
correct, for the chip seal.
Chip seal.
Yep.
Okay. But by and large, out in the, for the rest of the township, you're still using the rotary... bush hog on an arm, isn't it?
Boom mower, right. Yeah. Either the boom mower for the smaller stuff, or when it is the larger limbs and trees, it's straight chainsawing, and then either, not cutting that up on the spot, but mostly the bobcat and just dragging it back to the burn pile.
Okay.
We're not against using the sky saw, but I think, I want to say it's $120 an hour to rent.
Yeah, it's kind of expensive.
Yeah. It's a bit.
The rotary thing just really chews things up, but that's the way
agreed.
It is. So
agreed.
That's okay. Next question is,
sure.
I think Michael talked about getting a number on the amount of signs we're going to need for the township for speed limit. Did you ever come up with that?
Yes, I have come up with it, but I have not got a cost estimate back yet.
You haven't got what?
A cost estimate back of what it's going to cost for all of it.
Okay, do you know how much each sign is going to cost yet, or are you still trying to get that part?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to.
Okay.
I mean, because it's not just a sign, because we have to get the pole and the hardware, the screws and bolts for everything.
And I'm guessing that depending on how many you order at one time, you get different price breaks, correct?
I don't know that for sure, but I would guess so, yes.
We're going to stay with the square or the green post? The square? You know, the square steel ones
that
you're using, or are you looking at the green ones?
Don't know.
Probably the green ones.
They don't last as long. They're easier to bend over.
Well, yeah, they're half as expensive.
I know. I just asking.
We'll talk that. We'll see what the numbers come back, and then.
Yeah, I can ask for both, I guess.
Yeah.
Whenever it comes to that, I can ask them to give me the. It was just their standard.
It's less tempting
so,
for the cars to run over when they see that big square aluminum and that little flimsy green one.
Oh no! I've seen cars just run over anything.
On purpose or accident, though, is the question, right?
Well, I haven't talked to the people about it, so I don't know. But
true.
That's all I've got.
Okay.
Gail.
The low water bridge is plugged up. And I talked to the county the other day, one of their supervisors, and said they'd check into it. Well, if you'd call them, maybe it'd help.
I'll call Leroy. There's a new, since Dana McCoy retired, Leroy is now the supervisor in this area.
Cecil always called them, and they come down there and poke around a little while and get it to drain. But
okay.
It's more than half full on the west side now compared to the water level on the east side.
Okay. Yeah, I saw it today.
More than half full up to the top of the bridge is what I'm saying.
Right.
It fills more every day. If you call, it might influence a little more.
Clean out. Okay. Easy. Anybody else? Easy. All right.
Where are we at on just chip sealing on additional roads? I mean, I saw something on the minutes there that it's kind of on hold the rest of the year, or what?
Yeah.
That,
you can only chip seal with certain temperatures, and so we got caught with a little bit of cool weather and also Butler County's schedule late in the summer, unfortunately. So the roads that we had talked about chip sealing that were several of the roads were already prepped. We're just finishing up the prep on a couple of miles. And so those will sit through the winter until late spring, early summer. I think they start around June 1st-ish when they start doing their, when Butler starts doing their chip seal schedule. But it'll be those same roads just next year.
How much is involved in the prepping for that? I mean, does it have to have a certain amount of rock, rock on it, or what's the...
We have a goal that we try to get to, yes, but it literally depends on which road it is as far as how much work, because we look at the number of culverts that need to be replaced, how much of the ditches need to be dug, how much the trees need to be cut back, and then the road itself. And so we try to get to 4 to 6 inches of road base, 2 to 3 inches of sub base, and then maybe a little skim of really fine material at the top. And again, shaped in, rolled and packed so the road's hard and the right shape before the chip seal even goes across the top of that. And again, it just literally depends on which road out here. Some of the roads, Prairie Creek, your mile, there are a couple of spots that were 30 feet, 32 feet wide, and we try and get them down to 24 to have actual lanes and to reduce our cost as well of maintenance, not trying to maintain a 32-foot road. Much to the farmer's chagrin, I understand.
Michael's road is never like that.
Exactly. I get all kinds of hate mail from Gail. So literally, the road by road, it just totally depends. And then obviously, we look at traffic counts to try and figure out which roads we're going to do. So we'll see. We'll see how that continues to go forward. As I understand it, there's lots of talk about continuing that project all over the township. So I think it'll keep going.
I'm concerned with is the Blazing Meadows that comes off of Pawnee, just mm-hmm. dead ends. It's only like a 0.4 miles.
Yep.
Section
and six houses
solid
and
solid dust.
Yeah. So. I think Randy was just up there, right?
Yeah, he was.
Put some rock down.
Put a little bit of rock. It's very little. It's still
okay.
Help, but it's
okay.
It's still a dust road, but other than that, it's pretty good. I don't think any of the culverts need changed. I don't think there are any trees to trim.
True.
It's just a matter of whatever the base is required. So.
Okay. Okay, anybody else? All right, thank you. My call is adjourned.